tourists. A British city is thinking about banning certain tourists. Hello and welcome to The Morning Show. Today in the studio, we're talking to Caitlin Jones, a tourist industry spokesperson. Well, Caitlin, what's been happening in the world of tourism?
Well, just recently, the city of Canterbury in Kent has been talking about banning certain tourists.
Really? Why is that?
Well, apparently, they're fed up of all the French school trips, and the locals are fed up of them too. These school children arrive in coaches and do stupid things, such as spraying their hair green and squirting silly string in the street. The city says that they want quality tourism, people who come for a few days and stay in hotels, not tourists who just cause trouble.
But surely they don't want to turn away any tourists.
No, obviously not all coach parties are like that, but there do seem to be a lot of children wandering the streets with no teachers looking after them.
Perhaps these children should go to other touristy areas, such as seaside resorts.
Yes, they'd probably have more fun there, too. Canterbury is a place of cultural interest, and it gets more than 5 million tourists every year. It dates back to the 7th century and is one of the most visited cities in the country. Most people feel that the best thing is to target the higher end of the market, those people from the UK and abroad who want a short break and might spend 2 or 3 nights here visiting the cathedral.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because those types of tourists put a lot more into the economy, which keeps people here in jobs. Okay, Caitlin, thanks very much for that.
No problem.